This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Trump was speaking about the Democratic senator's announcement in an interview with Fox News.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
In Pasadena, California, thousands have already turned out to get ready to watch the 130th annual Rose Parade later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
This is a national health alert from the Healthcare Hotline. Are you on Medicare and or have private insurance and suffer from back pain? MD Topical has a solution for you. Today you can qualify to receive a pain-relieving treatment, such as a comfortable back brace or a customized pain treatment, at little or no cost. Call MD Topical toll-free now, 877-875-5909. It just takes a couple of minutes to qualify for these amazing treatments that have helped thousands of people with severe pain. Your personalized pain treatment will be delivered directly to your door. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909, or go to mdtopical.com and get started on your road to a pain-free life. Call MD Topical toll-free, 877-875-5909. Or go to mdtopical.com.
President Trump sounding off on border security again in a series of New Year's Eve tweets, insisting Mexico is paying for the border wall through billions of dollars that are saved through a new United States-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. The president ending his tweet storm saying, despite all the technology available for border security, nothing can replace what he calls a good old-fashioned wall. More on a New Year's message from the leader of North Korea.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un says he's hoping to extend his nuclear symmetry with President Trump, but he also warns Washington not to test North Korea's patience with sanctions and pressure. Korean expert Gordon Chang.
Kim's speech was largely directed not at Washington, but at Seoul in terms of inter-Korean reconciliation. And this, I think, is going to be the major aspect of his diplomacy in 2019.
I'm Wendy King.
And this is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
U.S. Strategic Command is walking back a New Year's Eve joke attempt that missed its target. The military command responsible for deterrence and global strikes tweeted about the, quote, big ball that drops in New York's Times Square, adding that, quote, if ever needed, we're ready to drop something much, much bigger. A video that showed stealth bombers releasing a pair of bombs and some major explosions accompanied the tweet. The tweet was deleted, and U.S. Strategic Command apologized, admitting that the joke was in poor taste. The man accused of killing a Central California police officer is scheduled to be arraigned tomorrow. Gustavo Arriaga was tracked down near Bakersfield on Friday. He's accused of shooting and killing Newman Police Corporal Ronil Singh during a traffic stop last week. Investigators also allege that Arriaga had helped in trying to avoid capture as he was hoping to flee to Mexico. Kevin Spacey cannot dodge a scheduled court appearance. The Oscar-winning actor has asked a judge in Nantucket, Massachusetts, to let him skip his arraignment next week, saying he doesn't want the bad publicity before the trial. The judge denied that request, Spacey facing charges he sexually assaulted an 18-year-old man at a Nantucket bar in 2016. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here, 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Maria Espinosa is joining us now, National Director of the Remembrance Project, which honors and remembers Americans and legal residents who have been killed by illegal aliens. Maria, always good to have you with us. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks so much, Bill, and thank you for being out there and being a voice of truth.
Well, I appreciate it. It takes a team here, Maria. You and your husband have been dedicated to the Remembrance Project. I mean, little did you know what 10, 15 years ago that this is what lied ahead for you and your future, for you and your family. I mean, you've had to sacrifice a lot on behalf of the American people. And to this point, Maria, you, myself, there's others, you know, Hispanics, who, you know, feel the same way, but yet, you know, the pundits of liberal media and the mainstream media would like to put us in a position like we're all, you know, this monolithic group. And, you know, just as you get harangued, I get harangued as well, going, why aren't you, you know, siding with the rest of the liberals on this? And I say, well, because I know the majority of Hispanics are not for open borders. They see the danger. I mean, the reason they came here to America was for freedom and to have national security. They're concerned, like the rest of us, when the borders are, you know, broken down, people are coming through it like sieves. You know, right now we've got a little bit of a pause because, thank God, we've got a president who is doing his job, which is protecting the citizens of this country. But, you know, I'm sure you find yourself at times explaining, you know, yourself. And then, you know, what I find the same way, maybe you experience the same thing, is that, you know, when we lay this out, they go, oh, yeah, right. Why was I even believing anything different? And it's not necessary. Look, everybody's opinion counts here. I think we all have to participate in this. But we have to remember what the end goal is, right?
Exactly. And thank you for stating all that, because, you know, this is sort of a ministry and we're totally committed to this now that we have learned so much, Bill, and we want to be able to share that. And we won't have a country soon if we continue to bury our heads in the sand. And again, we have right on our side, and it makes sense. You know, we have to undo or get through that political correctness and the brainwashing that the globalists have worked on the American public for decades. So this is what we're up against. Mm-hmm. And as you can see, what President Donald Trump is being opposed at every angle, that's the deep state, that's the United Nations globalist type leftist, you know, in office trying to thwart him. And those who think this is all about politics as usual, as you know, this is not just about politics. It's not Democrat, Republican, or Independent. This is about saving our country, and I'm really saddened that the Republicans don't see that, because I believe the Democrats are all done. I mean, we can't even have a conversation with them, and they won't, you know, welcome us into their offices. So we're trying to educate them and the public. You know, we're getting a big brick wall when it comes to the Democrats, you know, accepting the Remembrance Project or even sitting down and listening to us.
Yeah, well, maybe their own hypocrisy might erode their stubbornness. I mean, I can only hope for, you know, for their benefit, because meanwhile, I mean, here's a party that says that they're concerned about women. They're hashtagging everything these days. And it's like, wait a minute, if you're really worried about women and worried about dividing families, why would you allow for anything that's illegal that does anything but support women? I mean, you got women coming into this country, and if there are any prospect at all to be used in sex camps, they're taken. They're taken away. I mean, even when they leave their countries, Maria, we know the culture of our people is such. I cannot imagine the desperation that must be in the mothers and fathers that send their children hundreds of miles away to this purported promised land of America and say, honey, before you go, here's some birth control pills because you're likely going to get raped along the way. Seriously. I mean, I know Don Lemon and the rest of the people from CNN and these other liberal media types. They don't get it. They don't understand how heartbreaking that is to me and you and other Hispanics who look at the, you know, look at this situation and say, how desperate is this? But yet what we're doing through our policies and what the Democrats are doing, I'm going to call them out for what they're doing, and some of these very liberal Republicans, what they're doing is they're promoting this kind of behavior and putting young women in danger.
Right. And the Me Too movement is silent. The Me Too movement is silent, you know, when it comes to illegal aliens and you're an American citizen, forget it. You know, Right. Just think about it. Whenever there is a mass shooting and horrible, horrible happening, and the Democrats come together and they're asking for all of our guns,
mm-hmm.
get rid of all of the guns, disarm right. Americans. But yet, when illegal aliens time and time again break our laws, kill American citizens, and I mean, you know, you're talking about macheting and beating young girls with bats, you know,
right.
pills. And yet, where's the Me Too movement?
Right.
You know, where's the Me Too movement when Madison Wells, ex-boyfriend, the illegal alien DACA recipient, stabbed her to death? I don't see the hashtag going on and sharing that story and calling for, you know, the laws to be enforced to protect this young lady and many more young ladies. But you're right. You know, and also these illegal alien parents who, you know, this says a lot to their character as well, because not every one of us are equal in their principles and values.
Exactly.
You know, and they send their child and give them into the coyote's hands and care. They send their child on birth control knowing that they're going to be repeatedly raped. This is unbelievable. And when I was in McAllen a month and a half ago, almost now, there along the border, we heard a story that pipeline workers had discovered a young 6-year-old girl who was almost expired. They took her to the emergency room. She survived. And, you know, she had, I'm not sure if I share this with you, but she had 30 different DNA inside this little girl.
Oh, wow.
She was raped over by 30
six,
different
six years
DNA.
Old. Six,
six years six. Old and left for dead.
See, this is the whole disgusting thing about this, Maria. See, what people see when people come here illegally, it gives this this false premise that people are less than, they're disqualified.
Yes.
It doesn't
yes.
matter. So you can treat them like however way you want to treat them, like animals and that sort of thing. And we're standing up for them at the border and saying, no, we don't want you to be treated this way. I mean, you're concerned, you know, all the liberals are all concerned about breaking up families, but yet we're promoting policies here that, excuse me, in one case, you have a migrant mother who delivers a baby in the USA. The baby's now a citizen. They come in here illegally, and of course, this is all a setup. And now what are you going to do? You've got the mother who is a non-citizen, the baby by birth now a citizen. How does that unite the family?
Exactly. And now that family, the husband and the other 2-year-old son that they had, they get a one-way ticket into the interior of the United States.
Exactly.
To join family in Ohio.
We got to go to break. We've got more from Maria Espinosa after this. Stay with us.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. Join American Cannabis Summit online at acs2018.com. Attendance is free. That's acs2018.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
You will never run away, you're forever mine. You will never run away, you're by my side.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
You will never run away, you'll forever shine.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour, just the way you like us, fresh and independent. Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Our conversation with Maria Espinosa, the National Director of the Remembrance Project, continues. Maria, end of year time. This is a time for organizations like yourself to really focus on donations. You know, maybe we don't do that enough, and maybe we should, to remind everybody, because people say, well, what can I do? How can I help? Well, you can help by supporting the Remembrance Project, for one, right?
Yes, absolutely. We are a 501c3 tax-deductible organization, and this is a perfect time. If you have not given for during the year or need to give more, you take a look at your tax situation. You know, we're a tax-deductible organization, and we certainly put your funds to good use. You know, we're having some initiatives this next 2019, and one of those initiatives is, you know, will be costing us about $20,000 to $25,000, wow, you know, Bill. So all this work that we do and that my husband and I have done for over 9 years now, you know, it costs money. And, you know, we're digging into our retirement because we feel so that this is so important and to save lives. You know, we'll have exhibits that we're creating, and we'll be in communities like the libraries where maybe those areas where we haven't reached yet. Mm-hmm. You know, look, we have a trial up in California, a 28-year-old trial, finally, where the illegal alien was captured and extradited. Mm-hmm. You know, through our work and the VOICE program that Donald Trump created as a promise to us, you know, we're doing a lot with the families. We have a chaplain, a ministry, and a crisis intervention group that helps, you know, the families, and, you know, help try to curb the cost and put them in touch with the resources in their area. So all this costs money, and, you know, thank you for saying that, you know, making this request an opportunity for me, Bill, because we're definitely in need of funds.
Well, and they need to go to the website, because there's so much about the Remembrance Project, and it's we just don't have enough time. And I can tell you the testimonials of people who have been touched by the efforts of Marie and her husband and the team on the Remembrance Project has been, you know, incredible. I mean, you imagine these families who, you know, this Christmas there's empty chairs around the dining table for holiday meals and Christmas meals and that sort of thing. Because they've lost a loved one at the hands of an illegal immigrant. And this is heartbreaking. And, Maria, as you and I have discussed over the years here, I don't think there's one state in the union that hasn't been affected where they have not lost a citizen at the hands of an illegal immigrant, have they?
Right, not that we know of. You know, there, as far as, you know, we can tell, and I'll have to look at our database again, but, you know, that's why another reason we create these Stone Life Glow banners, Bill, and place a flag of that state there. You know, we want people to know where they were. If they can't read it there, they can see it. And the activists, the people in the community who care what is taking place in their own state, you know, they display these Stone Life Glow banners and to honor and remember their fellow Americans.
You know, and these are the sons and daughters of our citizens that are dying in the hands, you know, mothers, fathers that are dying in the hands of illegal immigrants because our policies have been so irresponsible. You know, there's lots of pressure right now. Donald Trump is willing to shut down the government if he doesn't get the money for the wall. And the caravan that has stormed our border here, this is real. I mean, forget about what CNN and Don Lemon and the rest of them would say. You know, Sarah Carter, who's a friend of ours, she was in the middle. She went in the middle of the crowd and says, wait a minute, these aren't just, you know, families. These aren't just single moms with kids. I mean, there is a lot of, you know, younger men, single men that are in the mix. There's gang members. I think what they've been able to determine so far, there's at least 600, you know, criminals from their own homeland that are in the mix of this crowd here. And for some reason, liberals would want to say, well, it's okay for us to have an open border. Really? It's okay. You ask the parents who have lost a loved one who are dealing with empty chairs around the holidays. You ask them if it's okay.
Exactly, Bill. You hit the nail on the head. And Sarah Carter, whom I met, has done some great work there with Judicial Watch. And she went on the ground in Guatemala. And then now Mexico was supposed to have been pulling out over 500 of those caravanners because they were known criminals.
Exactly.
So this is what we have. Obviously, you know, we can't be so naive to think that this is not an opportunity for the criminal element to further penetrate the United States. And this is what we're seeing here. And remember, that the southern border is owned by the cartels. And as soon as they get through, and they're bringing the drugs along, but as soon as these individuals get through, they're going to be spreading those drugs in our schoolyards, the most vulnerable of all society, whom we should be protecting. And right now, Congress is not doing that. And you're right, you're seeing the resistance that President Trump, our America First president, is receiving and not trying to secure our country, and Congress not funding the wall.
You know, Maria, some people are, you know, hearing us talk, and because we mentioned Trump, they turn off. You know, they don't like this president. And I say, okay, I get it. You don't like the president. And I just had a conversation yesterday at the health club that I go to occasionally. And I said, I get it that you don't like the president. But if not Donald Trump, then who? I mean, we've had many presidents that have talked about this, and it's just been talk. There's not been follow-up. Even Ronald Reagan, as much as we celebrate Ronald Reagan, I mean, he thought he made the best deal that he could make, and it was the final deal with the Democrats. The Democrats just, you know, they went ahead, they signed the deal, and they might as well be like any other third-world country that makes promises and then don't follow up on it. I mean, the bill was passed. They were supposed to build a wall. This was all part of the deal when we allowed, you know, for the last group of illegals to be made citizens or allowed to be, you know, made legal in this country, and said this was it, you know, never to happen again. Well, now we've got a bigger problem. We don't know. We don't know if we're talking 11 million, 15 million, 30 million people. I mean, and then, you know, we're looking at DACA, and now you've got the situation here where you've got a new recent DACA child, in a sense, that was born, you know, part of this caravan, and this child was born in San Diego. And as you say, this opens the door for the entire family. So when is this stuff going to stop?
It won't stop. And that's plain and simple. I think that it has sent a message, and you've seen the result. You know, many of us are parents. And let's take a look at that. If you can't get your head wrapped around what Bill just said, you know, I'm speaking to your listeners, mm-hmm. then think about your own family, because not just saving lives, but if you don't discipline, or if you set a house rule and your children break it, you know the result. There, no house rule is safe. It's all for grabs, and they can ignore it if they like. And this is, you know, it's really elementary and basic. But, you know, I think maybe if people have a problem with President Donald Trump and the way his rhetoric and the way he speaks, because I've heard the same thing, Bill. But this is, you know, again, Donald Trump wasn't even in my radar. However, I've learned over the years, and I beg your listeners to use our experience and what we know and knowledge that over the years, you know, really trial by fire.
Yes.
That this is, we have to look at the issues and do what's right. We're at the very basic right now, backs up against the wall. We're just asking for current laws to be enforced and for our borders to be enforced within our Constitution. That's the very basic. We don't want any new laws, no special treatment, just the safety of America and America.
Exactly. Well, it's kind of ironic that you have these people, same people that break the laws, go, I don't understand why there's chaos in our immigration program.
Yeah, right.
It's like, right. Really? You just asked that question? Are you listening to the question you just asked and not even looking at the actions you've taken that have led to the results of what you're complaining about? Maria Espinosa from the Remembrance Project, make sure you go to the website. Give a healthy donation.
This message is sponsored by AmeriGlide, featuring the nation's best prices on a home stairlift. Are you having a difficult time getting around your home? Do you avoid going up and down the stairs? Have you even considered moving from your lifelong home just to avoid the stairs? Forget about moving and call AmeriGlide and learn how an easy-to-install stair lift is the perfect solution to help you get your freedom back. Plus, we guarantee the nation's best prices. Make this free call today to learn more. No sales visits are necessary. We can help you over the phone. Now you can stay in the home you've been in for decades. Please do yourself or your loved one a favor. Make this simple 2-minute call right now. Get the lowest price on a stair lift anywhere. Here's the number. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. 800-296-1434. That's 800-296-1434.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Security was extra tight this year as people celebrated the arrival of 2019 in towns and cities across the nation, including in Times Square, where the rain didn't dampen people's spirits any. There were no major problems reported at any of the celebrations. President Trump answering Senator Elizabeth Warren's announcement that she's taking the first step to run for president in 2020.
We'll see how she does. I wish her well. I hope she does well. I'd love to run against her.
Trump was speaking about the Democratic senator's announcement in an interview with Fox News.
She says she's in the fight all the way, Mr. President. Do you really think she believes she can win?
Well, that I don't know. You'd have to ask her psychiatrist.
In Pasadena, California, thousands have already turned out to get ready to watch the 130th annual Rose Parade later this morning. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. What more could you want?
A pretty night, I'm singing to the sky. Give me strength to raise my voice, let me testify. A pretty night, cause this is doing life. God has come to make a choice. And I choose. Let it move, let it move.
Hey, from the inside out, let joy move you, huh? And as we get ready for the season, what a great time of year. I always love this time of year. You know, the music, the sentiment, not necessarily scrambling for the last parking space in the mall. I understand that part. But all the other, you know, the other parts. You know, anytime you can get together, people of like mind and faith, and sing Christmas carols, and just really embrace the reason for the season. It is a very unique and special time. Back with you just about 27 minutes before the top of the hour. I'm Bill Martinez. Daniel Buttafuoco joins us now. He's the author of Consider the Evidence, a trial lawyer examines eyewitness testimony in defense of the reliability of the New Testament. Daniel, I've been looking forward to this opportunity for us to talk, and I think the timing of your book is so perfect. Because we might be getting to that point in our society where we're just, you know, tired of fussing and fighting and arguing and being at each other's throats, that we're maybe looking for something to say, okay, how can we find the good and look at the good in each other to where we can get this country back on track?
Well, Bill, thanks for having me on the show. That's a great point. You know, there is too much fighting, and what I like to tell people is that we need to have a civil discussion. And I am a civil trial lawyer, which, pun intended, I have, you know, lots of legal battles with my adversaries where we go into court and we slug it out. We basically kill each other in court and then we leave and we go have a beer or go have a cup of coffee and hang out. And they send me their relatives to represent if they're injured. And then we go back the next day and we do it again, you know.
Right.
It's almost like boxers in a ring where, you know, you take your punches and then at the end of the fight you see them hugging and you're like, how can they do that? Like, they just beat each other bloody and now they're hugging each other because it's not personal.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we should take these things personal. You know, people are not the enemy. You know, what is the enemy of humanity is bad ideas, you know, what we could call sin if you want to go theological.
Right.
If you just want to say bad ideas. We need to attack ideas and not each other.
Exactly. Well, and the problem, and I've been saying this for quite a while, Daniel, is there's been this spirit of invalidation that has infected our culture. And, you know, and what that does is short circuits the conversation. It disqualifies the other person. I think one of the worst things you could do for anybody is either you ignore them or you just, you know, take them out of the public square. You debase them to such a degree, say you have no relevance. You know, that was interesting. Ben Sasse over the weekend with his new book called Them that addresses this issue. He says America is very lonely, even in this you know, information age with social media and all that. He finds himself lonely and angry. And I think, you know, when you marginalize 50% of the people, roughly, because they voted for Trump, and you know, you just absolutely, you look at them, as you say to your point, as evil. Because if I look at you and I perceive you as evil, then I'm justified to do anything I want to you, including, you know, throwing a drink in your face, you know, being disrespectful and uncivil, you know, whatever means. I mean, because you're nothing. You're less than, right?
Well, yeah, I have some Russian friends, Bill, and Russians are very interesting people. I live in New York. There's a large Russian population. Mm-hmm. And he said to me the other day, he says, you know, Americans go to psychiatrists and psychologists. He goes, Russians talk to their friends in the kitchen over vodka. and that's true. We are a lonely and separated society. The internet has something to do with it. We've lost the sense of community. But this rhetoric is on both sides. You know, we just need more love. And I don't want to sound preachy because, you know, there's a lot more to it than that. But I think we got to get back to the Bible and the principles of the Bible, the New Testament that Jesus taught us. And that's why I wrote the book, Consider the Evidence.
Well, you think about it. You know, you think when Jesus came, what was the culture like? I mean, they were all at their throats. You had to have the have-nots. You know, you had, you know, the Ten Commandments became the 10, you know, million volumes of rules they had to follow, all this stuff. And then, you know, you had the in-crowd, the out-crowd. I mean, the same kind of stuff. And so, you know, Jesus came to unite, to open up the gates. And, you know, all of a sudden, he gave place to people and caused
interrupt you, but it's the sign of a corrupt society when laws proliferate. Mm-hmm. You know, when Jesus spoke, he said there are really only two rules, you know, love God with all your heart, with all your mind, with all your soul and all your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. On this hang all the law. And so, you know, all laws are really based on those two basic commandments. But because we've gotten so corrupt, we have every aspect of our life regulated. Now, you're breaking laws you don't even know you're breaking.
That's right. No, you're exactly right. And the point is, and you bring up, you know, what Jesus said was the greatest commandment. You know, because somebody wanted to know, what's the big thing, you know? What's the number one thing I can do? I mean, they're overwhelmed by all these other commandments that, you know, the ruling class of the day had them doing. I mean, you know, there's a lot of don't do that, don't do that. And he says, hey, look, let me tell you what to do. You know, first of all, love God with all your heart, soul, and mind. Of course, that, you know, goes back to Old Testament, you know, foundational principles. Yes, okay, yeah, that's what we do. We love God. Really? If you really love God, then you will love one another. I mean, those are cohesive elements. You cannot, you know, you cannot love someone else if you don't love God, because you don't have enough in you to love somebody else if it doesn't start with God. And
it's well said, but the problem is people don't believe this stuff anymore. Mm-hmm. One of the problems, we're a culture that's morally adrift.
Yeah.
We don't know what to believe. We don't know why we believe what we believe. You know, especially Christians. You know, the church is largely at fault. I say the church, capital C, the church, or Christians everywhere, because they don't know the Bible. You know, Christians, they don't know why they believe what they believe. You know, a lot of people claim to be Christians, and that's great. But if you really press them, they don't have any idea why they are Christians or why they believe the Bible or why they believe the things they believe. They may have gotten it from a parent or a grandparent. They're cultural Christians. But I want people to understand that there's actually very good reasons, very good evidence to believe the New Testament. There's very good evidence for that. And that if we could go back to that, I think a lot of these problems will work out.
Well, let me say this, Daniel. I know that the church is often maligned. I find myself sometimes falling into that as well and looking at it and, you know, and broadly painting. But I'll tell you, I in my travels, I am so blessed. In this recent traveling, I went to California. I went to Hawaii. I was in a couple of islands. And I got to tell you, I was really blessed and encouraged to see the love of God in these different areas. There are some people, there are some Christians who get it. And they're challenged to find other Christians, and they're frustrated because they see other people who say, hey, we're Christians, and, you know, we do this sort of thing. I mean, it was kind of interesting last night. I've been wanting to see this movie, Crazy Rich Asians, you know, that was out. And one
that
of the
terrible.
Well, yeah, I mean, people watched it and you know, kind of deal. But, you know, but one of the takeaways right away was they show the mother in a Bible study. And even my wife goes, what was the point of that? Because here shows the mother, you know, in a Bible study, and she had a very unchristlike attitude toward her impending, you know, daughter-in-law and, you know, the dynamics that went in there and kind of stuff. And it's like, whoa, you know, what hypocrisy. But you see, this furthers the narrative that, you know, Christians are hypocrites. And I can understand that where people sometimes can do that because we all fall short.
Yeah, but then you have like the Blind Side, the movie. That was a Christian woman that adopted that guy.
Right.
And look at the love and stuff that was demonstrated there. So, you know, everyone could pull up a bad example. You know, there's bad examples of Christianity. Mm-hmm. There are bad pastors and bad televangelists, but there are also good ones. You know,
exactly.
Lawyers. I'm a lawyer.
Right.
People are always criticizing lawyers, you know, say, oh, lawyers are horrible, they lie. You know, and I have to combat all the time. I preached 2 sermons yesterday in a church. And the pastor got up before he introduced me and he said, you know, when I met this guy, Dan Buttafuoco, he goes, I got to be honest, I was wary. He's like, why am I letting a lawyer in the pulpit? But you know what? He says, but I got to know him and, you know, he's going to bring the word. And he let me preach. And I'm like, that's the best honor you could give me. Let me preach in the church.
Exactly. Well, lawyers' lives matter too, ladies and gentlemen. And we all bring something to the dance if we're willing to listen. Hey, we've got more from Daniel on the other side of the break. Stay with us 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. 800-596-2154. That's 800-596-2154.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Homemakers, groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez, live.
I am shouting every mercy, shouting every mercy. Letting go and trusting where I cannot see. I am shouting every mercy, shouting every mercy. Surely every season you are good to me.
Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour, Daniel Buttafuoco continues with us. He is a trial lawyer, and we're going to be talking about his book, I promise, and we're going to get into it in more detail. I can tell that Daniel's got to be on with us on an ongoing basis. I appreciate his heart. As we were talking off air, you know, sharing with Daniel, you know, that here in America, how good we have it as people of faith. Compared to, I was just reading my latest edition of Voice of the Martyrs magazine, and I was sharing with Daniel, you know, you hear these stories of what these missionaries have to endure, you know, all in, you know, in the name of the gospel and their love of Christ, you know, these underground churches, and they, you know, continue to set their chin like a flint against the government that says you cannot preach the gospel, but yet they're out there, you know, presenting the gospel message. They are breaking chains. They are freeing people. They are leading them to the truth in such a dramatic way. And I think that sometimes, you know, by comparison, in our modern day churches, we complain because the cappuccino is a little cold at our church coffee bar, you know. It's silly, isn't it, Daniel?
Yes. We need to get back to the major points of what matters. And what I'm finding today is that people need to study apologetics. And what apologetics is, has been defined as the art and science of Christian persuasion. Mm-hmm. You know, the gospel, the Christian faith, is a faith that spreads by you know, wooing people, by discussing and teaching and speaking to people, discussing principles and not fighting with people. You know, there are some religions where you are converted at the point of the sword. You know, it's either convert, submit, or die.
Right.
But Christianity is not like that. You know, we try to explain people why they need God, to people why they need God, and we need to do it with gentleness and with respect. But really importantly, as the Bible says in 1 Peter 3:15, we need to give reasons for why we believe.
Exactly.
And that's what apologetics ultimately boils down to. You have to understand enough of why you believe the Bible is the Word of God so you can communicate that to others, because today in the marketplace of ideas, there's a lot of competing ideologies, and we need to give good, strong reasons for why we believe that our faith is accurate and true, and other faiths are not, in plain language. All faiths are not equal.
And I'm glad you said in plain language. That is key, because at the basis of this, it's your story. And nobody can take your story away from you, like the blind man. I mean, look what happened. The powers, the religious powers of the day, they wanted to, you know, present him and counter his argument as, you know, he was lying, he was a fraud. They brought his parents in and everything else. But the fact of the matter was, is that there was a dramatic change. See, but sometimes we take that dramatic change for granted, or maybe we just forget, Daniel. I'm not sure, but, you know, but you look back and church history, and even in modern history, and you see what these missionaries overseas, and maybe even here in America that we don't even know about, these untold stories, what they give up, and some give up their lives, and, you know, willingly. And why would you give up your life if there wasn't some, you know, transformative, some higher belief, something that is so miraculous and so overwhelming that you would lay your life down, you know, in much the way...
Well, Bill, that's the point of the book, actually. In fact, the earliest disciples were witnesses. They actually were... Peter writes, "We're not followers of cleverly invented fables, but we were eyewitnesses of His Majesty." John writes in First John 1:1, "That which we have heard, that which we have handled, that which we have seen, this we declare to you concerning the word of truth." These people were actually part of the events that happened. It's not a legend, not made up. They saw it, they experienced it, and they went to their deaths proclaiming it. Now, there are faiths where people will die for what they believe in, but nobody will die for what they know is a lie.
Right.
These people were actually in a position to know the truth, and they all were tortured, and they were cross-examined to death, and not one of them recanted. And so, you know, that's very different than flying a plane into a building. You're not in a position to know that what you believe in is true or not. You're just doing it because somebody said it. Mm-hmm. But in the case of the followers of Christ that were walking on the earth with him for 3 years, they saw these miracles. They saw him rise from the dead. They saw him heal blinded eyes. They saw him calm the sea. And so they were just as amazed as we would be if we saw somebody come back to life. But yet they went to their deaths proclaiming, "This is what we saw." We may not understand it, but this is what we saw. We know we saw it. It happened.
Exactly.
And that's what the book is about.
Well, Daniel, you know, in your background and in your profession as a trial lawyer, you know, like we say on this show, we pursue the truth no matter where it leads. And you're a truth pursuer. When you talk about apologetics and you talk about, you know, these things that are of a spiritual nature, the reason they connect with you is because at the very core of who you are is you're an agent. You're a being that, given, you know, the lane that God has given you to operate in, it's got to operate in truth, because if it doesn't, you know, that's like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction for you.
That's true. You know, it's funny. I've won trials, important cases, big cases, where lots of money was at stake for my clients, where I've only had one witness that was on my side in addition to my client. In the case of the New Testament, we don't have one witness. We have many witnesses. First of all, there are 27 books in the New Testament. And the Bible itself was written by 40 different authors over a 1,500-year period. And contained within those pages, we don't have even just those 40 witnesses. We have many people who are witnesses to these things that happen. And we know that these writings were very early, because they had to have been written before the destruction of the temple in 70 AD.
Right.
And the witnesses were still alive. And then nobody ever said, no, nobody ever wrote an account that said, wait a minute, these things didn't happen. Mm-hmm. Or wait a second, I was there and this didn't happen. These things were corroborated even by third-party sources, Roman records, and not one witness came forward and said, no, this is a sham.
Right.
So, you know, that's why we believe this stuff. There's really good validation. There's really good evidence for the Christian faith. And people need to know this. If you want people to believe us, you got to give evidence. You just can't say Jesus loves you. You know,
right.
Because, you know, anybody could say that and it doesn't mean anything.
Well that's where apologetics comes in, Daniel, is knowing what it is that you believe. Maybe initially it's because you you know, realized a radical change in your life, and you go, hey, this is the way I was before. You know, I had a confrontation with Christ, and here's where I am. I'd much rather live here. And okay, that's the initial part. But here's all the other things. It's not just me. There's others. Look what happened historically. Look at, you know, God said in the Word of God, you start from Genesis all the way to Revelation, you know, the things that God told us was going to happen beforehand, and every one of the things that God said was going to happen have been validated. They've in fact happened. There's probably about a third of prophecy yet to be realized here. And I say, well, if God's batting 1,000% so far, what is the likelihood that the remaining third is going to be realized at 1,000%?
Well, that's a great point, Bill. You know, you talk about somebody who has an encounter with God and they see that their life changes, but then it's their duty, and it's the duty and obligation of every Christian to take it a step further and to learn about their faith, to learn why they believe these things. Because it's not just enough for you to be saved. And that's great. You know, all right, I'm saved. I'm right with God. I'll be able to face eternity with confidence that Jesus paid the price for my sins. But what about your neighbors? What about your friends? What about your loved ones?
Right.
You need to be able to give them more than just your personal testimony, because that's very subjective. You need to be able to give objective evidence for the Bible, for the truth of the Word. And you need to know some things. It's not hard. It's not complicated. Just with the Internet, you can just spend a few hours a week instead of looking at cat videos, learn about
yes.
your faith.
Right. Yeah, and you'd be surprised, you know, some people say, Daniel, they'll go, well, what do I know to study? And this is what the Holy Spirit's job is all about. Jesus said that he had to leave, that the Holy Spirit would come and lead us in all wisdom. And you trust in the Holy Spirit. I mean, you'd be surprised what answers you get when you ask God. God says we don't have because we don't ask. You ask God, just, you know,
a lot of resources.
Right? I mean, you say, hey, God, what is it? Okay, here, I've experienced this. What is it that you want me to do? You think God, who says that, look at the very work I began in you, I'm going to complete it to the end. I mean, that's his promise. So, you know, like, he's going to just leave you out there and say, okay, hey, you were blind, now you see, you know, have at it, you know, happy trails. I mean, there's much more to the story here, right?
Right. Yeah, we want to pray for wisdom, because God does not only want to save our souls, our hearts, and our beings, but he wants our minds sanctified. He wants us to, you know, just like the Bible says, we're to love God with all our heart, with all our soul, with all our mind, with all
yes.
our strength, you know.
Yes.
So the mind is important. And today, unfortunately, a lot of Christianity has been reduced to a feel-good experience. You know, you put your hands in the air and you feel good and you come home. And then you don't really know what happened.
Yeah, right.
Let's figure out why we believe these things, and let's be able to give a good, cogent, clear explanation for the gospel and for why it's historic.
Yeah, you raise your hands and then you cut the guy off in the parking lot as you leave the church. It's crazy, you know. Paul had it right. He says, the very things I want to do, I don't do. That which I don't want, I do. I mean, you know, wow. And God understands that. That's part of our humanity. But, hey, we pick ourselves up. And God, in his love and forgiveness and long-suffering, puts up with us. But we are a testament. We are God's testimony to his grace. And so what kind of testament and testimony are we putting out there, right?
That's true. Let's have a good testimony. And we're not perfect. You know, we mess up all the time, as you pointed out.
Mm-hmm.
But what I want to focus on is for people to start to do the heavy lifting. That's not so heavy. I try to make it easy. I try to put it in a form that everyone can use. That's really what a trial lawyer does.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself.
yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Anytime, any place, any